Like to welcome all members on the committee and members of the audience to the first committee meeting. As everyone knows, this is a very unique committee that is put together once every 10 years. In fact, only a handful of members, I think, that are here today were here in the last redistricting process, a couple members on that side of the aisle. And I'll just start out with member introductions, I think. Introduce myself. I'm Representative Eric Paulson, and I represent portions of Eden Prairie and Edina in District 42B, and I'm starting my fourth term here in the legislature and look forward to chairing this committee and working with all of you. I want to start on this side.
I'm Herb Anderson from International Falls.
Paul Spadiotti from St. Paul.
Gene Pawlowski, parts of Winona County.
Gregory Gray, Representative North Minneapolis in my first term, second term. Hard to remember.
Marty Seifert, I represent southwestern Minnesota, parts of Lyon, Redwood, and Yellow Medicine counties.
Michelle Riffenberg, I'm from La Crescent, District 32B, Houston County, and rural Winona County, and part of Fillmore County.
Darlene Luther, District 47A, Brooklyn Park, and I'm in my fifth term.
Kathy Tinglestead, House District 50B, in central Anoka County, four communities there.
Jim Knobloch, State Representative in 16B, in my fourth term, that's St. Cloud, Waite Park, and the City of St. Augusta.
And Representative Ron Abrams from Minnetonka is on the committee, as well as Representative Linda Boudreau from Faribault. And now for the staff introductions.
I'm Tom Pender from the House Research Department.
I'm Eric Holmstrom, the Committee Legislative Assistant.
Greg Pepin with the committee.
And just so members are aware and staff are aware, Greg Pepin is the redistricting analyst on the committee and will serve many of the functions as a normal committee administrator as well. I think other staff we have.
Bob Shipman, House Republican Research.
Jesse?
Jesse Roos, House Republican.
Sean?
I'm Sean Ron. I'm with the PFL, House Research.
Are there any other caucus staff of any sort? I think there's a few other caucus staff members from both the Democrats and the Republicans, I think, that are out at a conference currently. We'll introduce them next week at the next committee meeting. Why don't we have just, I know a lot of members of the audience are going to be following our activities very closely, and what we're going to do is run real quick and just have members of the audience introduce themselves so we can be aware of kind of who's following us. Of course, we know most members of the press, but if others want to quickly introduce themselves, that would be great, just real quickly, for a member's benefit.
Tom's Westing, Resource Planning.
David Arbeid from Minnesota Planning.
Joe Mansky with Minnesota Planning, and I will also be, I'm the redistricting project manager, so I will be, I guess, communicating to the governor as well.
I'm David Maida with
Bruce Corey.
Interested citizen, yeah, okay. And before we go any further, maybe we can just have our page, committee page, introduce yourself and let us know your background and where you're from, Elizabeth.
My name is Elizabeth Grant, and I'm from the
Novites,
and I am
a My name's Krista Torrens. I'm from South Minneapolis, and I'm the room page.
Bill Walsh, Republican Party of Minnesota.
Mary
LaHammer,
Twin Cities Public Television.
Rich Ryan, interested citizen. Andy Gilbert, interested citizen.
Ashley Grant, Lead Price Education, Minnesota.
Lee Mayer, Legislative GIS Office.
Troy Lawrence, Legislative GIS Office.
Randall Cutting, Secretary of State's Office, Elections Division.
Brian Monk, Legislative GIS Office.
Gary Closer, Anoka County Election.
Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.
Stephanie Johnson,
Representative
Cypress,
Legislative Director. Mario Hernandez, Chicano, Latino Affairs Council.
Peter Watson, Senate Counsel.
Laura Southern, Minnesota Planning.
Pat Maxson, Legal Ledger.
Kevin Covert, Association of Minnesota Counties.
Lucy
Boxer,
with County Auditors.
Bill Raines, House GOP.
Jim Genia, Lockridge, Grindall, Mallon.
Ed Bradley, 60 Minutes.
That's later, yeah.
I'm Will Morrison with Rice, Michaels, and Jones.
Jack Aldridge, Minnesota Planning.
Brian Brown, the North State Advisors.
Sam Rankin with Nonpartisan House Research.
Representative Abrams, you want to introduce yourself real quick and give us the benefit of your historical perspective?
I'm Ron Abrams. I'm a friend of Irv Anderson's.
Oh, and Linda's here. And Linda.
Linda Boudreau, represent District 25B.
Good. And thank you all for coming promptly. Just so members know, we will meet, obviously, at the call of the chair. And for now, in the immediate future, we will meet once a week, Tuesdays at 2:30 p.m. for a committee meeting. And as session progresses, I anticipate we may have to have additional committee meetings. So we've sort of had a placeholder put on Friday. Your legislative assistants should have been put on notice for that. But we have no meetings scheduled in the near future for Fridays. Please arrive promptly so we can begin as quickly as on time as we can, as courtesy to staff and those who are here to testify. January, I expect that our committee meetings will consist basically of foundation building for committee members' benefit, historical, legal, constitutional background, and upgrades of what's been happening. Get some background from the state demographer's office, the GIS office downstairs in terms of the equipment that the various caucuses have for the redistricting process. In February, it's likely we will take some outstate hearings to some various regional centers, perhaps around the state. As far as procedures go, if a member is going to be absent, if you could please let the committee legislative assistant know and you will be excused. You may keep handouts and information in your folders. We will save that for your benefit, unless it becomes a problem with a lot of paper, but we would like to save that for your benefit. I do, the chair has a preference of not having a 24-hour rule on amendments, but I will reserve the right to make that rule if it becomes a problem. I want to make sure also that because of the technical nature of the bill, that all amendments, when they're put in their correct form, are done through House research in the appropriate form. And as a reminder, it's helpful to committee staff to have amendments put forward in front of us as early as possible as well. It is the intention of the chair, just to let everyone know, to make this process successful so we can work together. It's my understanding that this is probably the first time I was told or informed that opposite parties have been at the redistricting table at the same time. And so I think it's unique in that sense. And certainly my intention that we all work together in a fair and open process so that we can be successful, even though it is likely at some point the courts seem to inevitably get involved. And that very well may happen again. But I want to make sure that various public and different interest groups have an opportunity to testify and share their input on the process with us. I've spoken with the former chair and former Representative Radosevich, who chaired this committee 10 years ago, to get his input. Appreciate his insight as well. We've made contact with the Senate and the governor's office, and we'll be in regular contact with them throughout this process and during session, and I expect we will take testimony from them as well in upcoming meetings. Anyone have any questions at all?
Mr. Chair? Yeah, I just have one question. Do we intend on using this room for all of our meetings? And I raise the question because if we're having presentations from either GIS staff or Minnesota Planning, we have a couple of hearing rooms now that it would be much easier to see the software that is available and any of the documentation using those rooms. And this is going to be one committee where technology will drive a lot of what we do. So are we going to be here, or are we going to try to get those rooms so that we can be in a position to take a look, a better look, at what's going to be presented to us?
And Representative Pulaski, that we certainly can do that, especially depending on the testimony that will be presented to us. Of course, part of it is just reserving the rooms and slotting in the time frame. But with the 2:30 time frame, we should be able to get another committee hearing room that have been upgraded for the technology. I'd like to do that. Are there any other questions at all for committee members? I mean, just so members know, our next meeting will be next Tuesday, and as of right now, we've slotted to have get a historical perspective on the redistricting process from Professor Charles Umenhauer from St. Olaf College and at least one other academic who will come in and get us some background. And we'll have additional meetings in the future get some background from the demographer's office as well as the GIS office in terms of more specifics. as long as we have a little time and everyone's short on words, perhaps we could just real briefly hear from Mr. Mansky. You can just maybe give us an update on what the governor's perspective is on the redistricting process, and maybe I know you've been involved with the task force that's being put together, and you can update members real quickly on that before we adjourn. Welcome to the committee, if you could just identify yourself for the tape.
Mr. Chairman, Joe Mansky, and again, I'm the redistricting project manager. briefly, and I'm not sure that all the members are aware, but the governor is in the process of forming an advisory committee on redistricting, and I think similar, frankly, to what the chairman just said, the governor's interest is seeing a fair plan being put together, and so what he would like to do is to pull together a committee that has representatives from all four of our major parties, those being the DFL party, the Republican Party, the Independence Party, and the Green Party, and also to have representatives from Common Cause and the League of Women Voters, and at least four other citizen members. And what this group will do is to meet periodically through the same time period that we're going to be working here, and to provide the governor with some advice on what kinds of principles and standards should be a part of this process. What outcome should we all be looking at here? And again, I think the bottom line here is that the governor is interested in having a plan which is fair to all parties, and I think I can tell you, and some of you may already know this, that one of the governor's interests is having a plan that does have an emphasis on competitiveness. And I think that's something that we'll have to work out internally exactly what that means and how we'll measure that, but that is certainly one of the governor's interests. We're fairly close to actually having the members of the committee appointed, and I would expect that perhaps within a week or so we'll have the identity of those people will be known, and we can then communicate them to you and to your counterpart in the Senate.
Very good. So it'll be fairly soon when that's announced.
Fairly soon, and we're hoping that we'll be meeting with the committee, I think, at a minimum once every 2 weeks, and perhaps as we get closer to crunch time, on a more frequent basis than that.
Representative Pulaski.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Mansky, is it the intent of this commission then to present the legislature with its own plan?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Pulaski, I have not had enough communication with the governor at this point to know that, but and so I guess rather than trying to lead you somewhere where I'm not sure that I know where I'm going at this point, I guess I don't know the answer to that.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Mansky, will there be members of this committee on that task force?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Pulaski, based on the names that I have seen so far, there are no overlaps between these two bodies. However, I can tell you that several of the members who are, or the potential committee members under consideration, are former members of the legislature from both parties.
Representative Gray.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Mansky, just a little elaboration on Representative Pulaski's point on the advisory committee. What was the process for selection of the members, in particular the citizen members? Was there an application process, or was this just all done internally?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Gray, there was an opportunity for the public to submit applications, written applications, and the political parties and the two organizations I mentioned, the League and Common Cause, were also solicited for nominees. And during the process of reviewing the incoming applications, there has been some emphasis on trying to get a diverse committee, and I think you understand where I'm going with this. We're looking at geographic diversity, political diversity, background, so on. We're hoping to have a good committee, and frankly, my expectation, since I will be working closely with this group, is that we likely will mirror with this committee the same controversies that this committee will be grappling with, attempting to come together with, if not a bipartisan or tripartisan or polypartisan or however many parties we're dealing with, plan, but something which, again, is fair. And what is fair? I guess that's something that we're all going to have to try to figure out. What exactly is a fair plan? And if there is a fair plan, how would you know it when you saw it?
Thank you.
Representative Mariani.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, Mr. Manske, does the governor have a preference for when he would like to see a bill?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Mariani, I can't answer that question because I don't know the answer to that, but given the fact that you will not have, at least from what I understand, you won't have the data available to you to do any significant work for probably another 6 to 8 weeks, I think necessarily we're looking at sometime late April, May at the very earliest to have something that would be in shape to go to the governor. And again, you are likely going to have more, even though I understand there will be a bill coming from this committee, you likely will have a number of concepts that you'll have to deal with here in order to get a bill that number one can be passed out of here, number two that can be in some fashion meshed with your counterparts in the Senate, and third that would meet the standards that the governor will articulate as something that he would be prepared to sign. And that will take some time to do all that. So if I were you, I would not be looking much earlier than mid to late April or early May before you even have something fairly concrete that you can analyze in great detail.
Mr. Chair, do you have a timeline that in mind for development of a bill here?
Well, Representative Mariani and members, as Mr. Manske had said, it's really a factor right now of getting the data. And so certainly I expect that we'll have a crunch time come in April, early May, and hopefully we will be able to work with the governor's office and the Senate as well in moving a bill through here first and on the House floor and ultimately passage successfully. So it is my intent to do something this session, absolutely.
And then, Mr. Chair, I take it at either next meeting or following meetings, we'll have a discussion about our process for the coming weeks and the coming months in terms of, so that we can orient ourselves in terms of what to expect in terms of steps down the road here. And Mr. Manske talked about possibility of floating a few scenarios for ourselves and perhaps out in public, and we're going to have an opportunity to have that discussion and kind of lay out a work plan for ourselves.
Well, as much as possible, we'd like to do that.
Thank you.
I saw that Dean Barkley stepped into the audience as well. If you just want to introduce yourself, Mr. Barkley, as well. And if you had anything to add, you can certainly come up and do that. Otherwise,
no, Joe's done a very good job. Okay. If you have any questions, that's on the bench. The governor is putting in charge of kind of trying to oversee the government process. As Joe said, hopefully we'll be a force that can help move it along. And a specific answer to your question there is that I don't think that unless it's necessary, we'd be particularly proposing our own plan. I think initially we'd be reacting to plans. Obviously, we have recognized it's the legislature's job to develop a plan and to pass a plan. And obviously, you never know how the process is going to go. If you get into a deadlock, need something, you can always adapt to that. But we want to be helpful to hopefully bring this process to a close this session. It may not happen, you know that. It's a controversial endeavor that we're all going to be charged with, and hopefully we can all get along well and it'll go smoothly. I'm always very, very optimistic.
We look forward to working with the governor as well.
Mr. Chairman,
Representative Anderson.
Have you talked to your counterpart in the Senate? Is the House going to move the bill first, the Senate move the bill first?
Representative Anderson, it's my understanding the Senate is still not determined how they're going to proceed with their bill. They have not named, it's going to go through the Rules Committee, but they have not officially named a chair of the Rules Subcommittee that will handle this issue. It's my understanding.
Could we not work on a bill over the interim and pass it early in 2019?
2000. Well, Representative Anderson, obviously, as soon as possible, we'd like to proceed with the bill, given the possible interruption of legal activity, preparation for cities and counties to be prepared for redrawing precinct lines, etc. My understanding, and Mr. Pender can comment on this directly, but there is a drop deadline if you back up from the primary date of 2002, of March 19th, 2002, when we would actually have a plan finished and complete. But we need to proceed as quickly as we can when the numbers come in and be ready to go. Anything else? There's nothing else. Meeting is adjourned. We'll see you next week.
Ready meeting. That one on the camera.